Well, the past may be vanishing, but fortunate we are indeed to have a couple of people who were part of that past preserving it for our kids and their kids, because it was something to have experienced. There's a new book that now is on the shelves, and over at the book signing at the Kenai Visitor and Cultural Center are the authors of that book, Clark Fair and Gary Titus. And the book, Gary, is what you have researched on, but what motivated you to want to put together kind of a history compilation of cabins here on the Kenai?
Well, I first started, my then wife and I bought the old lodge in Skelec Lake and in the 80s, and I had to know this history. So I talked to Mona Painter and Cooper Lanning, and she got me started on history, and that's the start of it. From that point on, I'm a hiker, I find cabins, I had to know the history.
Now, the guys that built those cabins, you know, Clark Fair is the co-author of this book, but they came with not necessarily to find the gold. They weren't gold rush people. They came, maybe they weren't really homesteaders, but they built cabins. And what was the primary purpose, Clark, of them building those cabins?
Well, the primary purpose varied depending on the individual. Some of them were after gold, absolutely. Some of them wanted to be trappers in the winter, and some of them wanted to have a place to have recreation. Some of them wanted to get away from everything and live apart from every place else. There were inholdings. There were cabins that had to do with the winter mail route. There were cabins that had to do with hunting. Guided hunting was a really big thing at a certain point in time, and there were people who were in charge of that as well. So the opportunities to get out and build a cabin for whatever reason varied considerably over the years from, I don't know, maybe 1890 roughly through 1940-ish and maybe a little beyond.
And there were no manuals on how to do it. I've often heard that there are as many different ways of building a cabin as there are cabins in Alaska, because you put what you knew or didn't know and what somebody else that you learned from. In researching these cabins, Gary, what was the most interesting thing that you discovered?
Oh, gosh, just the stories. I learned the stories of these people, because when I looked into them, I found more and more about them. And you talked about cabin construction. A lot of Swedish Finns came over here, and they brought the dovetail notch over. And that's one of my favorite notches. It's a beautiful, tight notch.
Well, now, you also knew the legendary Richard Prenicke from One Man's Wilderness. And you've seen his cabin, I'm sure. And having built a cabin myself with chainsaws and power tools, his work there with all hand tools and nothing else built something that is a classic. Does part of the book cover that?
No, this is just a Kenai National Wildlife Refuge. That's the cabins I found on my hikes on the refuge.
But you did see Richard Prenicke's cabin.
Yes, Dick was a very good friend of mine.
And what else will we discover in this book, Clark?
Well, I think you'll discover a lot of different things. Gary's specialty is the cabins themselves and the people too, but his specialty was the cabins and all that research, all those going there and finding them and recording the information about them, that's all there. And then there's the stories of the people who built them, who lived in them, who used them. And some of the stories are quite amazing, and others are... There are things that there are some cabins that we just don't know much of anything about, but I think the stories sort of hold together all of the I think they hold together the cabins themselves. I mean, the cabins are interesting architecturally on their own, but that they're enhanced so much more by the human story that accompanies them.
So the story tells the life that was in the cabin and the people who built them.
Oh, I think so. I think that some of the stories are, there are tragic stories. There are stories that involving deaths. There are stories involving I don't really want to spoil very much this, but the stories are as varied as the people themselves. And as Gary indicated, these people came from all over. There were a lot of Finns and Swedes, but there were people. There was the Russian Pete, and there were folks from all over. And there were people from the lower 48 who came up here, and all their stories are interesting to me. I think that some of them are just absolutely fascinating. The guy whose cabin is on the cover of the book, Steve Melchior, his story is a fascinating one, partly because there's this incredible dichotomy in what I think most people thought they knew about Steve Melchior and what the truth is. And so it's kind of amazing. And the story involving Dr. Flanders in here and the Cliff House on Tustamina Lake, there's a lot of peculiarities involving Dr. Flanders, and I'll just leave it at that.
You have put together something that not only if you're the son or the daughter of a homesteader, lived during those times, will want to have, but if you're a newcomer to Alaska and want to know where you are and the people whose shoulders you stand upon, you're going to want to have this book. And no, you don't want to read it online. You want it on your coffee table. You want it when Uncle Harry comes to visit. We'll spend hours just going through it. You're going to want to get a hold of A Vanishing Past by Gary Titus and Clark Fair, some of the people who lived back then and now are preserving that past for us. If you missed the book signing over at the Canada Visitor and Cultural Center, they're available at Riverside Books and I hear Trustworthy Hardware. And where else can they get them, Clark?
Well, if they're in Anchorage, they can go to Tidal Wave. And I think there'll be other bookstores and other outlets around. They can come right here to the Visitor and Culture Center and buy them. They can buy them at a variety of places. And I've been trying to keep people updated on those places on my Facebook page. And so you just have to kind of pay attention to what's going on.
So you can go there. Even if you're listening over in Germany and you want to hear and know about what happened back then, you can get that book by doing the social media thing?
You can. You can buy the book online through Todd Communications' website. Todd Communications is the wholesaler for this book. And as long as they've got copies, that'll still be available.
Clark and Gary, thank you for the work that you've done in preserving this for future generations. I'm Merle Sikorski with Gary Titus and Clark Fair over at the Visitor and Cultural Center, returning you to that vanishing sound of KSRM.